We are now on the fourth Sunday of Advent, and the celebration of the Lord's Nativity is very much at hand. And as it is always fitting, we now turn our eyes to our Blessed Mother, Mary. And for this homily, I would like to focus on the meaning of the angel Gabriel's greeting to her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." In scriptures, more specifically in the Old Testament, we find that when God tells someone, "I will be with you," or "I am with you," that means that this person is going to be asked to do something that is very big, usually beyond his or her own capacity. Usually, once the Lord explains the mission at hand, the one that is being called reacts with fear and hesitation because of the great enterprise to be undertaken. The Lord then usually tells the people he calls, "Do not be afraid. I will be with you," to assure them that divine assistance will take them where they are not able to reach because of human frailty. Here we have a few examples of this. When the Lord asked Moses to go to Egypt and fight for Israel's freedom from slavery, Moses reacted with hesitation and told the Lord, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And the Lord then said to Moses, "Go, that I will be with you." Later, after Israel was set free from slavery, and after having walked for 40 years in the desert, they arrived to a point where they had the promised land in front of them. At that point, however, they realized that the land was occupied by other people. And so the Lord asked Joshua to fight for the land, telling him, "Be strong and bold, for you shall bring the Israelites into the land that I promised them. I will be with you." Joshua obeyed when he was about to enter the land. And when he was about to enter the land, the Lord again told him, "No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you." A third example, in the book of Jeremiah, we have the Lord calling the prophet to go to Jerusalem to announce the destruction of the city unless people repent from their sins. This mission of telling people your city will be destroyed unless you repent from your sins sounds quite frightening and big. And this is why the Lord tells Jeremiah, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you." We can now somewhat imagine why our Blessed Mother was greatly troubled when the angel Gabriel told her, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." Mary knew the stories when the Lord would tell someone, "I am with you," before sending them off to great battles or risky missions. And this is why the gospel says she pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel then assures Mary of God's help and special love for her and tells her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And Mary then says, "Yes, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be done unto me according to thy word." At Mass, the priest also tells us multiple times, "The Lord be with you." This is because the Lord also entrusts us with a great mission. And that mission is to love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength, and also to love our neighbor as oneself. And he even says that there is no greater mission or commandment than this. We will certainly need his help to fulfill what he commands. And so before he went up to the Father, he said to all those who would believe in him and follow his way, all of us, "I will be with you always until the end of the age." In fact, shortly, God will literally be with us on the altar. When we have his body and blood on the altar, we can see with our own eyes that God fulfills his promise and that he truly is with us. When we receive the Eucharist, if well disposed, we can even taste the fulfillment of that promise and truly experience him near, with us, and even within us. And that is why he has become nourishment, food. In the Eucharist, it is Christ whom we consume. May his presence with us give us the confidence necessary to live out what he commands, and that is to love God and to love our neighbor as oneself.